everyone, and welcome to 474 by the Power of Purpose. I'm your host, MK Lynn, and I'm delighted that you tuned in today. Throughout the episodes, I will be discussing what it takes to be successful and fulfilled while we are here on planet Earth, and I promise you that the foundation of this hypothesis is, number one, knowing the promises of God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And number two, discovering and growing the gifts that God has placed inside of you. Let's start with the promises. Now, most biblical scholars say there are around 8,000 promises that God has made to us, believers, conditional and unconditional. As a matter of fact, a school teacher named Everett R. Storms of Kitchener, Ontario, Canada, determined to count the promises in the Bible. According to Mr. Storms, he read through the Bible 26 times, but during his 27th reading, he took a year and a half, and as he read, he counted all the promises and came up with a grand total of 8,810 promises, such as, I am blessed. God, you bless those who bless me and curse those who curse me. I am a blessing to all the peoples of the earth. By his stripes, I'm healed. No weapon formed against me will prosper. So I said to myself, self, if it's God's intent for us to live an abundant life, and he made 8,000-ish promises to us to help us do just that, I probably should find out what they are and where I can find them. Ready? Let's do this. I was a teenager in the 70s, and I want you to know that I had one heck of a time trying to figure out the Christian worldview. I was raised in the church, and so many of the things I had been taught about Christianity, about Jesus, about God, I could probably fit into a thimble. And the church services that I remember before I started to question and research God started and ended with, we are all sinners saved by grace. But God is a good God who sent Jesus to save us so we could join him in heaven. What does that even mean? Saved me from what? If I was offered and accepted salvation and serving this wonderful and merciful God, why are there so many people who identify as, quote, Christians, living so raggedy until they are not examples of what success looks like? And I surely did not want to walk in their footsteps. Over the years, I listened to this person and that person. I researched and I checked. And what I saw among folks who claimed to be believers just wasn't pretty. And it took me many years, I would say about 20, to really figure out what God had originally planned for us. Notwithstanding trial and error, I finally cracked the code. One of my favorite pastors believed in sharing the painful episodes in life to help others understand how to address these matters head on and get past them. And that is what my podcast will be exploring using my journey as the template. In other words, do this, not that.